happen at all in school. It would have to be like.
So previously on Amir al-Nahri, so you're discussing what's the nature of the Isser Amir al-Nahri. And really, I just want to recap that because it was a little, it's always a little tricky. We came off with like, there are really three core issues. I'm just going to share it already on screen. I made a little chart here that I'm going to just put on the doc. Okay, so we have the following. All right, we have, is the Isser primarily in the Amira, right? In what you say to the guy, you're not allowed to say, do X, Y, Z, Malacha. That's really the problem. Is the Isser really in the fact that the guy's doing the Malacha, right? Sort of in the end result, right? Is it in your interaction with the guy? Or is it almost like, you know, your Maisa? Or is it in the Totsah that now the guy's going to go and do that Malacha? Or is there sort of like a broader issue of the Pigia in Shabbos? Okay, I'll explain that a little more, but essentially there's something going on where you have the guy do a Malacha or you tell the guy to do Malacha. Both of those somehow undermine either Kedusha Shabbos or right, the Shvisa Mimalacha on Shabbos. And there's sort of like a more general, like Shabbos is really the target. What the end result of what it does to Shabbos is the issue, not so much what you said and not so much of the Malacha. There's like a broader issue. And just what we saw is, right, there was the Mechilta. The Mechilta said, right, Lo Ye Yaseh. So, Shlo Ye Yaseh Malacha. Right, Bavurcha Aide Gai. And right, the Mechilta sort of presents it as if it's Daraisa. The Smag we saw was noted to think, said, oh, seems like it's a real drasha. Lo Yaseh really sounds like it's a problem. And the issue here is not that you're not allowed to tell him to do something. The issue is Lo Yaseh, the Malacha shall not be allowed to occur. Right? Having Malacha happen, right? Having the Malacha occur is problematic. So it's also for you to do Malacha. It's also for Malacha to be done on your behalf on Shabbos, on Chag. And that really undermines the, right? That's a problem because just like you can't do Malacha, you can't have someone else do Malacha for you. The Malacha is not allowed to happen. And when it does, that's Aser. And that sounds like it's even Doraisa according to the Mechilta and the Smak, right? The Reim sort of stepped one back and he said, oh, well, right, the Gemara said though, that Amir al-Nahri is a shvus. So if Amir al-Nahri is a shvus, then it's hard to say that it's Doraisa, but this Mechilta says it's Doraisa. So he sort of says, oh, okay, maybe it depends on the case. So if the guy is doing it with your kelim, he's doing it with something that belongs to you, so then it's going to be Doraisa. And if he's using his own things, then it's going to be Derabana. Okay, where do we have that model? We actually have, right, the idea of Shvisas kelim of according to Beis Shammai, that you're not allowed to have Malacha be done by your kelim on Shabbos, even if you're not involved, right? You can't have, let's say, your washing machine running on Shabbos because the washing machine is doing a malacha and it belongs to you. Okay, we pass my pesel, oh, it's totally fine. Right? The only problem is maybe hashmas kol, right? It's like a marasayan problem that it sounds like you're doing malacha, but fundamentally, there's no actual issur of shvisas kelim. And it sounds like from the Urayim almost that like the Amir l'Nachri sort of creates a problem of shvisas kelim. You know, even on Liba de Beis Hillel. So if the guy is doing malacha with your kelim, so there's like a maisa malacha being done with something that belongs to you, and you ask the guy to do it, so he's like almost your shliach, so then put that all together, and you get a sort of, you know, shvisas kelim problem, or shvisas be'avdo, shvisas behemto, shvisas kelim, of, you know, expanding sort of the bubble of your sphere of Isra malacha, that would apply also to your kelim in the hands of a guy when you ask him to do it. Okay. On the other hand, we saw the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer said, based on the Chavis Yair, that actually the issue is Tishbos. Right? There's a say of Shabbos has to be Shabbos, right? It has to be Kadosh. And if you have the guy doing Malacha, so you are treating Shabbos the same way you would Chol. You're making Shabbos into Chol. And that's an Isser Do Raisa, he says. Right? That stuff could be more of a problem if you're having the guy hire workers for you than if you have him light a candle. Because lighting a candle, right, doesn't undermine the Kedusha Shabbos as much as having him hire workers, right, and you're treating it as if it's like a regular run, you know, run-of-the-mill day. Right, so then, again, the issue is not in the Malacha that's happening. The issue is really in the Amira, right? The fact that you go to this guy and you say, oh, look, you know, can you hire workers for me? It's not that he's doing some sort of particular maisa malacha that at the end of the day creates an issue. But at the very fact that you're interacting with him in this way and treating Shabbos as a regular day of chol is going to be the problem. Okay, so again, doraisa, but not doraisa because of the malacha, but doraisa because of the amira, right? Because of your interaction with the guy. Okay, although again, this is actually very similar. It's almost borderline pigia b'Shabbos, right? Because it's almost like the broader issue is that it's going to be pigia b'Shabbos. It's going to create a certain sort of lack of Kedusha Shabbos and Osa Shabbos Chol. So you could argue that you want to move it into the middle category. Okay, but that's all on the Doraisa level, okay? The Rambam sort of puts it in the middle. It puts it as Divrei Sofrim. And he says, like, there's this general idea, right? Shvos midivrei Sofrim, Shalei Shabbos Kala Be'inav. It undermines Kedusha Shabbos if you have the guy doing Malacha for you. Because at the end of the day, right, then you are involved in Malacha on Shabbos. And if you are involved in Malacha on Shabbos, so then Isra Malacha, right, is no longer... right, front and center. A, we're going to worry that in the future you're going to do malacha, and it just sort of under erodes the Isra Malacha and the fact that Shabbos is clearly a no malacha zone. Now, that I think the Rambam is saying it's connected to like this broader idea of Shabbos as right. Shabbos is, you know, Shabbos Kodesh, and you know, it has its own unique character. And by being involved in Malacha, even through a guy, still at the end of the day, undermines that. Okay? Now, Rashi in a few places, is sort of confuses us, because Rashi says in Avodah Zarah that it's Vidaber Davar, it's part of the general Isra of talking about your business affairs on Shabbos, while in Shabbos, he says it's actually a din of shlichus. Okay, so Rashi kind of says to himself, one place he says dabar davar, another place he says it's midin shlichus, that dabar davar obviously is a problem in the amira, right? You're not allowed to say, oh, go and buy me stuff, oh, go and do X malacha, or on Shabbos, you're not allowed to tell your friend, oh, I want to go and I'm going to write down X, Y, or Z, I'm going to do whatever malacha. You're not allowed to even talk about doing a malacha. So you can't have ask a guy to do a malacha for you. Same problem. As a right, Rashi in Shabbos says the problem is that the guy is like your shliach to do the malacha. Where it's not about the dibur, right? It's about the totza of the malacha that he's going to do, and he's your shliach. So shulchan shalom kamoso. It's as if you did a malacha. Okay, and then we saw different shitos of it being like very darabanan, right? But all centered around the idea of. You know, they said you can't do Amira because Mechzik Shulchos, so it's like an interesting combination of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, there's the Metakin Shlichos, right, so that you're not going to end up doing it yourself. But again, this is playing with those ideas, but ultimately, right, we have this Chakira, is it about the Isser and the Dibor, or is the Isser really the Shlichos that he's going to end up doing? Okay, what are the Nafkuminas of that? So if we go all the way back to the top of the doc, right? I just want 1 second because this Shiltos wasn't on the Bukoros. It just says Hacha Dibur ba'Amahu Dixiv V'Daber Davar Dibur Aster Hirer Mutter Umishra. Okay, and then you're allowed to ask the guy to do it for the Tzarach Mila, which we're going to get to next year. Okay, so what's the nafkamina, right? If it's a din in amira, okay, so then what's going to be usser? If the problem is in the interaction with the guy, so when am I going to make it usser? Yeah. Yair?
Any amira on Shabbos, even if the malacha is after Shabbos?
Great, exactly, right? The ikar problem is going to be the amira, and the amira is going to have to be on Shabbos, right, the pashtos, in order to say that it's usser, because otherwise... if the Amir is Aser and you did the Amir and not on Shabbos, so then what's the problem, right? And even if the guy does the Malacha after Shabbos, the Amir was still on Shabbos, right? So Amir Menachri on Shabbos, Letzarach Motzei Shabbos should be Aser. And what about if you shifted that over to before Shabbos? Yeah, Ari?
I was anticipating a different question. What was your question?
My question is, let's say you moved it over from asking him to do it on Shabbos, asking him to do it mostly Shabbos on Shabbos, so the Amira is on Shabbos, but the Maisa is after Shabbos, to having the Amira be before Shabbos and the Maisa be after Shabbos.
Right, then it wouldn't be an issue because it wouldn't be an issue because you're not talking on Shabbos. You're not having problematic dibur on Shabbos.
Exactly, right? There's no dabar problem on Shabbos, right? But if it's a shlichas issue, so he's doing the malacha on Shabbos. Okay, so in theory, we should see a very nice split between, right? Either you think that the Isser is going to be asking him to do it on Shabbos, but if you ask him before Shabbos, that's okay. And the other group should say, oh, asking him before Shabbos, of course, is Isser, because at the end of the day, he's doing the Maisa Malacha on Shabbos. But if you ask him on Shabbos to do a Malacha after Shabbos, that should be okay. Now, the interesting problem is that, right, when we came to the Rishonim, it doesn't seem to fit that nicely. Okay? And part of our problem is, let's say, we'll skip this for now. Okay. What about Amir Lefnei Shabbos? Right? So the Rambam said very clearly, Asher lomar l'goy lasas lanu malacha b'Shabbos, afo pi she'ino mutzuva al Shabbos, va'afo pi she'amar lo mikodem ha'Shabbos, afo pi she'ino tzarech l'osa malacha elo l'achar Shabbos, davar zeh asher midevei sofrim, k'tesh lo yiti ha'Shabbos kala b'inehem, v'yavo lasos ba'at. Okay, so Rambam says, not allowed. The Rosh brings down Rav Sajigon, says, Shem ha'Yisrael osa b'yadayim, it's the case where when is it mutter, right? Like by other Yisroelim. This is why our metric is, well, is the Jew allowed to do what he's telling the guy to do, right? That's like the way we test it. So if you want to know whether or not you're allowed to ask the guy to do it, just are you allowed to do it yourself? Mikan pasak rusajigon, the asr la adam shi yomar lenachri erev Shabbos, so Sadigun said, oh, you see that from the case of Lotachsim Shorbidisha, where you muzzle the cow before it threshes, that since you muzzle it before it's actually threshing, so there's no Isser Bishas Amira, because it wasn't threshing yet, so no Isser would happen when the guy did exactly what he told him to until later. Nonetheless, since when he actually goes and does it, it's Asser, right? If you were to do it, you can't do Amira Lanachri then. Meaning what? Just like Erev Shabbos, there's no Isser of lighting a candle. If you tell a guy Erev Shabbos to light a candle on Shabbos, even though if you were to light the candle this second, there'd be no Isser. Nonetheless, since when the guy does it, it's Asser, it was Asser to do Amir al-Nachri then, right? The ha-kazina ha-cha, af-lev de'im dash miyad, kim achar ha-chasima. There's a sort of like a hefsek between, right, the ability to do the aveira and when you said it to him. Haya Asser, im haya Isser skila, v'nir li de'in raya mikan. Says the Rosh, the halcha amira haya b'shas isra ma'isa. Hilkach aval gavda ma'isa hu achar amira aser. Says, not necessarily true, says the Rosh. Because what? When it comes to amira l'nachri, in the Shabbos case, in the case of Disha, is the isra applicable? Yeah, right? Right now, you're not allowed to thresh with your cow muzzled. Right? That's l'tachsam shor b'disho. So you're right that in order to actually violate, it's a two-stage process because you need to first muzzle it and then start threshing. But at the end of the day, the lav applies. As opposed to Shabbos, it's today's not Friday. Today's Tuesday. There's no Isra Malacha on Tuesday. So when I tell him to do the Malacha, I'm not telling him to do it on Bobayim. So he doesn't say like, oh, what he thinks. Right, so the Rosh, I guess, like I would put it down as like a little bit misopak. What's interesting here is that right, according to Rav Sajigon, of course it's Asr beforehand, because the Isser is, right, you can't tell a guy to do something which you're not allowed to do yourself, right? Whenever it is, which sounds like the Isser is in the Maisa, right? The fact that when the guy goes and does it, right, you made him do it, you got him to do it, and it would have been Asr for you to do it, right? The Rosh says, well, right now, you're not telling, right? There's no Isser. Right now, when you said it, nothing, you know, you didn't say anything that isn't, you're not able to do. Right, it's only going to be Asr in the future on Shabbos, so maybe that's not such a problem. Right, clearly for Rav Sajigon, the focus is on the Maisa. The Rosh is saying, well, yeah, but right now the Amira is being done when there's no Isser, right? So that actually worked out pretty nicely. So it's real, possible nafkamina. Okay? Now, the Orzarua says, Amir la'akum, mayor of Shabbos, sheyasa akum b'Shabbos, eini yodea I asur ilav. Actually, he says, I'm not sure if Amira erev Shabbos, that he should do it on Shabbos, whether it should be mutter or asur. Why? Demidi hutayma, ela kadei shelo yavo atzma lidei sheyasa. The iser is only what? So that you shouldn't come and do it yourself. Uberev Shabbos lo shayach lemigzer, o dilma loshna. Okay, so the Orz Ruah presents us with a new shita, an additional shita. It sounds like the Rambam, but it's not the Rambam. Okay, what's the Rambam shita? The Rambam shita is that it's pogea in Shabbos, right? If you are doing malacha and if you're involved in malacha, right? It's part of like this broad, you know, sort of broader category of Shmira Shabbos that's not limited to like specific ma'aseh malacha, but on the whole, right? You know, you have to keep Shabbos as, you know, as a day of Isra Malacha, a day of Kedusha. So if you're involved in Malacha through the guy, so at the end of the day, you've undermined the general Isra Malacha. For the Orz Ruah is saying, right, the almost the same thing, right, that it's, oh, Shema Yaseh, right? Rambam says, Shelo Yehi Kala Be'inav Laso Spatzmo. But the Orz Ruah says what? We're worried that you're going to do the Malacha right now. Right? For the Rambam, the chashash is in the future. It's not even really a chashash. It undermines the Kedusha Shabbos. In the long run, right, that, you know, that people will start doing malacha. For the Orz Ruah, our chashash is that you're going to do it yourself. The guy's doing the malacha for you, and then a second later, and you're like, oh, no, don't put the, you know, don't attach that wire there, attach the wire over there, right? And then you end up doing it yourself, right? It's like whenever you ask someone to do something, and then they start doing it not exactly how you want it. So you like, you know, you grab it and you're like, no, like this. So then you just did it, right? So the Orz Ruah says the real chashash is that you're talking to the guy, you ask him to do it, and then you're going to go and do it yourself, right? So time out, like, Kadesh, Yavil Atzma Lidei Sheyaseh, Uba Erev Shabbos, Lo Shayach L'Mikzer, but obviously Erev Shabbos, you can't, right? There's no Isser if you do it. Odil Maloshna, or maybe it doesn't matter, right? You're Usser either way, sort of the either what. So I'm not sure what he thinks, but I think he's saying, look, in a chenami, if you tell him to do it before Shabbos, we're not worried that while you're talking to him, you're going to end up doing it, or because if you do, who cares? But if he starts doing it on Shabbos wrong, maybe you will get involved. On the other hand, you're not actually asking him to do it, so you're already not involved. So going from 0% involved to 100% involved and doing it yourself is a much bigger jump than going from asking him to do it and giving him instructions and then switching over to actually showing him and doing it yourself, right? Because you're already 50% involved and you're going to move up to 100. Okay, so he's a little bit misopak there, but his ikar chashash is that you're going to get him, you're involved, and then you're just going to go and do the actual thing right now. Barav Baruch by Yitzchak, Kasav, B'Sefer HaTroma, so the Sefer HaTroma writes, Asr Lomer La'akum Erev Shabbos, Aseha Ish B'Shabbos, or Lahad Lekaner. You can't tell a guy Erev Shabbos to do Malacha on Shabbos, right? So what the Orz Ruah is misopak about, the Sefer HaTroma thinks is aser. Aval le'achar ha-Shabbos, muter lomar le'avda o le'shivchaso lama lo asita ha'esh v'lo hadlakta ha'ner b'Shabbos ha'avra ha'shavra afo pishiner ha'rama k'di la'asos b'Shabbos ha'ba. Ve'ini yodea, right? K'shi yadak ha'ner, yadak ha'esh l'sachar ha'shavra li'anus m'men. He says, I don't know, I'm not so sure about that either. So the Sefer HaTroma says, obviously, you can't tell him Erev Shabbos to do malacha on Shabbos, but you could do remiza, you could hint to him that he should do malacha on Shabbos. Okay? The Orz Ruah is also, again, one is not very convinced that you could do that. So, and again, this question of remiza, why should remiza be better and why should it be worse? Why should remiza help you? Sefer HaTroma thinks, oh, remiza's a good move. Yeah, Ari?
Maybe if you say the issue is like the Amira itself, either from the fact that it's like compromising the sanctity of Shabbos that you are telling someone to do it, or because you're like, actually, I might be going back on myself, but I feel like you could actually fit the remiza into a few categories, because you could say maybe if you're not explicit about something, they can't really become your shaliach for it. But you could also say that if it's an issue with the Amira itself, then you're not really doing any Amira. You're not really saying anything to violate Shabbos, the sanctity of Shabbos.
Right. Very good. Right. It's like a little bit, you know, you can kind of, it's not so easy to give a clear answer on this one. You could say if you just do remiza, so you didn't actually formally appoint him as your shliach, right? You never told him exactly what to do. He's kind of doing it by himself. He just thinks this is what you want. Or, right, you could also say, well, there's no dibor, right? If the amira was aser, so you didn't do any amira, that's aser. So maybe amira on Shabbos is aser. Maybe a remiza on Shabbos, letzarach motzei Shabbos, right, would actually be a great solution. Because then there's no dibor, right? And there's no actual maisa. If the real issue is that the guy is going to do the maisa malacha on Shabbos, so then it's hard to imagine why we would care if you did remiza beforehand, right? And I think that's exactly what the Or Zeruah is basically saying, you know, saying like, I'm not so sold on this. I don't think remiza adds or detracts very much. Because for the Or Zeruah, the real chasha issue is if he's doing the malacha, right, on Shabbos, then we're worried you're going to do it. And maybe we're not worried you're going to do it if, at the end of the day, you never actually told him to do it, because then you were never really fully involved in the first place, right? He's like, oh, if I do it before Shabbos, so I couldn't actually do it myself on Shabbos, before Shabbos. I mean, if I did, it wouldn't be an issue. And the real chashash is that I'll jump in and do it. So if the real chashash, I'll jump in and do it, and it's before Shabbos, so maybe that's fine. Remiza shouldn't really help or detract, because the real chashash is that, but the guy's doing it on Shabbos, maybe you all get involved then. So what's cool about Or Zeruah, though, is that it like kind of pulls you out of the, it is about the Maisa, right? But because you're not involved, we're not so sure whether or not telling him beforehand, it's about the Maisa and that you're involved with it. Yeah, Rachel.
Oh, I just wasn't sure if there were Remizas on Shabbos. Or he's talking to him after.
Okay, so right now he's talking about him not on Shabbos, remiza not on Shabbos to do something on Shabbos.
Okay.
So the Or Zeruah basically says, look, if you tell him to do something on Shabbos, so we're worried you're going to do it, right? So ironically, because it's Darabanan, right, it's totally Darabanan, but because we're really worried that you're going to do it, we're actually really worried you're going to do it, and therefore, right? Maybe it should be Asr even if you tell him to do it before Shabbos, right? And Ramiza is going to be Asr on Shabbos Vaday because at the end of the day, you're involved with getting this guy to do malacha for you. Maybe you'll do it yourself. So it's a very practical concern, but it's actually very, very expansive. What would be okay, says the Or Zeruah, is... one second. So let's do Ramiza itself, right? Ramiza itself on Shabbos. Right? Is that going to be okay? So the Rambam says, Remiza on Shabbos is aser. Okay? Re'ino yidana sh'adavar hazeh sh'asa ha'goy b'Shabbos aso b'shvil Yisrael sh'yahana bo l'achar tzitz ha'Shabbos asarnu al Yisrael li'hanos bo l'achar tzitz b'Shabbos ad sh'yamtin. Okay, so the Jew's not allowed to get hana even from a mice of the guy that the guy did for the Jew, even if the guy Jew didn't tell him, because we're worried that the Jew will tell him to do it. And if the Jew tells him to do it, Then Choshen Shema HaYisrael Ramaz the guy. We're worried that the Jew hinted to the guy to do it. Right, so the Rambam clearly thinks Ramiza is Aser because even where Gozer Shema, he did Ramiza. Okay, so clearly the Rambam thinks Ramiza is Aser. V'chozer l'harich me amir l'gai she Aser mishum shavos. And this is a gzira sort of atu. Amir Lenachri, which is only a Shavuos anyway, right? So clearly when the Rambam thinks that's an Aser Mishum Shavuos, he doesn't mean, oh, because we're worried Shema Yasev Atmo, we're worried that it undermines Shabbos. Okay? Now the Or Zeruah says, K'shem Sh'amira La'akum B'Shabbos Shavuos, Kach Remiza La'akum B'Shabbos Nami Shavuos, right? Remiza is also Aser, okay? Well, right, and we saw that Remiza Lifnei Shabbos, right, according to the Sefer Truma, is going to be mutter, right? Mutter lomar l'gai b'chol, right? So he says usr lomar l'gai me'er Shabbos, but remiza before Shabbos would be okay, right? So it's not a din in the totsa, it's going to be a din in the amira. So amira before Shabbos, only the amira is going to be a problem, the amira is going to be a problem before Shabbos, but remiza is not going to be a problem, even if it creates the totsa. The tour says, Asr lo mar lo afilu kodem haShabbos la'asos b'Shabbos. And if he's meivim mitoch dvarav, mistabrak tzas la'asr. He says, I think even if you do remiza before Shabbos, it's still going to be Asr, because at the end of the day, the guy did the malacha for you on Shabbos. Right? Which means the din in the totzah, the din in the actual maisa malacha. Now, what's interesting is the Rambam said, right, we're worried that the Jew might have been done remiza on Shabbos, l'tzorech motzei Shabbos. Right? So the Orzerua says, remiza l'tzorech motzei Shabbos is mutter. Right? It's only remiza to do something on Shabbos that would be asur. Remiza l'tzorech motzei Shabbos would be fine. Now, why is that so interesting? Right? What's the word of the Ruah Svara? Remiza l'tzorech motzei Shabbos. Why is that going to be mutter? Yeah.
Because if the worry is that you're going to jump in and do the malacha while he's doing it, if you're doing a remiza for motzei Shabbos, like you're allowed to do the malacha on motzei Shabbos. When he's doing the malacha, there's no chashash that you're going to jump in because you're allowed to jump in.
Right, but then why can't you do a mira l'tzorech motzei Shabbos? You're totally right, but the...
Would it be a dabar davar?
Oh, okay, good. So right, so Amitai is saying, well, actually, maybe it's also dabar davar. So Amitai is zugging, right? That they're tzvei dinim actually, right? Which is exactly what I think what the Eglei Tal says. He says, look, something doesn't make sense because, right? On the one hand, if you think it's a din in Amira, so then the Amira should be Asr, right? If it's a din in the Maisa, so why can't you do Amira on Shabbos, L'tzorech Motzei Shabbos? Right? If it's a din, if the Amira is Asr, so then because the Amira is Asr, if it's a din in the Maisa, then the Maisa should be, right? The Maisa should be Asr if it happens on Shabbos. So why is, if it's Remiza for L'tzorech Shabbos, right? Or if it's, you know, if it's, Remiza, if it's Remiza before Shabbos, or if there's, you know, Amira on Shabbos, L'tzorech Motzei Shabbos, either it's the Amira is Asur, or the Shlichus is Asur, right? Either it's Daber Davar, you're not allowed to tell the guy to do it, or the Shlichus is a problem, and he's doing it, so he's doing the Malacha as if you're doing the Malacha, but you're allowed to do Malacha Motzei Shabbos, right? So the Eglei Tal actually says, there got to be Tzvei Dinim going on, right? Now, the Eglei Tal says, and he's trying to explain Rashi this way, he says, Rashi thinks there are tzvei dinim. There's din shlichus, that the malacha can't be done on Shabbos, right? And therefore, you can't be romes, even if you tell the guy before Shabbos to do it on Shabbos, that would be asur kaz, right? At the end of the day, he's your shliach to do malacha on Shabbos. And you also can't tell the guy on Shabbos to do something motzei Shabbos, because mitam shlichus, there's no problem. That's happening Motzei Shabbos, but in Tam Amira, there's an Isra of Dabar Davar, right? That's the Eglei Tal. There are two problems. There's an Isra of Dabar Davar. There's an Isra of Shlichos, and you need to avoid both of those. So how do you do that? So let's say Remiza Letzorech Motzei Shabbos would be okay, right? Because then, says Dor Zerua, there's no, right? There's definitely no Ma'isa Malacha, and there's no dabar davar, because you did a remiza, not dibur, and it's lamotei Shabbos, not on Shabbos. Now, the Or Zeruah, though, the reason why he's mesupak, right, according to Rashi, this would be posh, right? The Rashi also says to say, maybe, that Amira lifnei Shabbos should definitely be Aser, right? And that's, right, according to Eglei Tal, definitely, right? It's Aser to do Amira lifnei Shabbos against the Sefer HaTruma, because if the whole problem is also shlichus, so if you tell him before Shabbos, so it should be Aser, right? Definitely should be Aser. Because at the end of the day, he's just shlich to do malach on Shabbos. Now, the reason why the Or Zeruah is mesupik about that is because for the Or Zeruah, the Isser isn't shlichus, right? Now, in the side of the Chakira of is it Amira or is it the Malacha, right? Rashi thinks the Isser is the shlichus. The Or Zeruah thinks the Isser is not the shlichus, but the chashash that you'll do the malacha, right? So the problem is the malacha, but not because he's your shliach to do the malacha, but because we're worried that you'll do the malacha. Right? So then even if there's no shlichos involved, right? So there's no shlichos, so maybe there's no problem since you're telling him to do it before Shabbos, maybe you won't jump in. Maybe we're not worried that you're going to be involved with it on Shabbos also, right? On the other hand, I don't know, maybe we should be worried, right? So there... So the Rashi and the Orzarua, basically, both say Tzvei Dinim, right? There's an Isra of Dabar Davar, so you can never do Amira on Shabbos. And there's a separate problem of the Maisa Malacha, but for Rashi, the Isra is the Shlichos, and therefore it doesn't matter if you tell him before Shabbos. According to the Orzarua, the Isra is Mitam Shema Yaseb Atzmo, and therefore we're worried that if you do it on Shabbos, that if you, even before Shabbos, maybe we're not going to have a problem of Shema Yaseb Atzmo, but maybe we will, right? There's no real clear way, says the Zerua, to know whether or not we should, we're the Rabban Arig B'Choshesh. Because it is a bit of a gray area. You're not really involved because you told him already. On the other hand, once he starts doing it for you on Shabbos, right, maybe you will jump in. Okay. Now, the Chasam Sofer brings up like another interesting question. What if you never actually tell the guy, let's say you tell the guy to tell another guy, okay? And the Chasam Sofer, and the other guy thinks that he's doing it for the first guy, okay? Where is it? Do we are ishari amir la amir lenachli acher? Let's say you tell a guy to tell another guy. So he says, "Ani omer ma yor la amir leze sheyomer leze afilu lemeya halo al kol panim haachron osa al das Yisrael the officer afilu osa mimela filu kotis oschara v'chule v'chule v'chule." So the Chasam Sofer says, "I don't understand why." Why the Chavos Yair is Mesupach? The Chavos Yair says, I'm not sure about Amira LaAmira. Why? So the Chavos Yair says, well, if you tell the guy, tell another guy, so the guy is, the second guy is not your shliach, he's the first guy's shliach, and there's no problem of, let's say, Amira, because the first guy, because you told the first guy to do something, which is not a problem, which is not a malacha, right? You tell the first guy to do a malacha, you told the first guy to tell the second guy something. Right? There's like no issur of telling someone else something, right? At least for the guy. So there's no chalos, you're not telling him to do a malacha. And the second guy is not your shliach because he's the first guy's shliach. That's the Chavos Yair's safek. Right? On the other hand, maybe you could say no, since like if you were to be the second, the first guy and you were to tell him, so then it would be asur. So the Chasam Sofer says, I don't get it. The whole issur is really mishum. It's not a question of, oh, amira or shlichos, right? If you're playing with the categories of amira and shlichos, so then there's what to be mesepik about. What does the Chasam Sofer say? Didn't remember what the Chasam Sofer said? So the Chasam Sofer said, right, really the issue is tishbos. Really, it's shelo yaseh shabbos chol, right? If you hire someone, to hire other workers for you, right? So then, as social osa Shabbos chol, right? It's the involvement in malacha that's the problem. It's not that the iser is in some specific action that you got the malacha done, right? Adraba, right? The Chasam Sofer thought it was more usher to do to hire poalim than to have the guy light a candle, even though havar is an iser a malacha daraisa, and hiring poalim, right, is like a very vague, like, you know, mimsa chafetzecha problem, right? Because at the end of the day, it's osa Shabbos chol. So I think the Chasam Sofer is saying, Chatia ni omer, ma yoel amir lezeh, sheyomer lezeh, afil lemeya, halo al kol panim, ha'achron osa al das Yisrael, right? The usher. If the last guy is doing it for the Jew, right, even if he doesn't even know it, at the end of the day, the last guy, right, you are getting people to do malacha for you, right? You're setting up the situation. You're responsible for these people doing malacha. You're orchestrating it. In lecha, right, osa Shabbos chol, gadol mizu. right? You're like the CEO. Imagine if you're like the CEO of a company. So you tell your underling to tell your his underling to go and manufacture 5 million, you know, I don't know, N95 masks, right? So in the chol, right? Osa Shabbos chol gadol mizu. There's no direct, it's amira la amira, right? But gufa, that's right. That's all of commerce. So achasafeku amira la amira lahadlik lo ner limachar, right? The real question is, can you do amira la amira to have the guy do something, right, tomorrow? Now, I think he says even to have him do it on Shabbos, dafka, right? Because to have him do it on Chol shouldn't really be such, I don't think it would be such an issue. I think he's saying, lamachar meaning on Shabbos, have him light it for me. Why? Because there, in terms of shlichos, there's no shlichos, right? In terms of dibur, there's no dibur. It's all happening before Shabbos, right? In terms of osa Shabbos chol, right? There's no problem because you're doing this before Shabbos, right? You're not involved in malacha on Shabbos. So if you were to tell the guy to do it for you, he'd be your shliach, so you have a problem, right? Because he's doing malacha on Shabbos for you. But here, the guy is doing amira la amira. The second guy, he's actually doing it, thinks he's doing it for the first guy. And then the only problem is that you're setting it up. But, right, you set it up Erev Shabbos. So you weren't osik in the malacha at all. So for the Chasam Sofer, the whole issue is being osik in the malacha. Now, what's interesting, according to with the Orz Aruah, I think it's obviously mutter. What do you think?
I thought we said, yeah, that he would think it's Isser because you might get a little bit involved with it.
Exactly, right? I mean, the Chasam Sofer, who Dafka thought it was Doraisa or based on a Doraisa, is going to say that, says this is Mutter because you're not actually involved with the Malacha when it on Shabbos. But according to the Orz Aruah, where the Isser is that we're worried that you're going to become involved, so, I mean, the Orz Aruah himself is Mesupah about Remiza Litzorach Shabbos, but Amira LaAmira shouldn't be any better than Remiza, according to the Orz Aruah. Okay. Good. Okay, so far, so good. Okay, so just like,
just back on the Chasam Sofer. So we were saying that his problem with it, with the Amira LaAmira was what again? That he was going to be osig in the halacha, or we said something else that sounded like that?
The Chasam Sofer said, one second. The Chasam Sofer's problem with Amira LaAmira on Shabbos is that by setting it all up on Shabbos, right, why is that not osa Shabbos chol?
Oh, okay. So that you're right. That sounds like something new. Is that something new? Is that the same pogea with Shabbos?
Yes, exactly. That's the same pogea l'Shabbos that the Chasam Sofer was saying in general is the problem in Amira l'Nachri, right? So doing Amira doesn't really help you. When does Amira l'Amira help you? If you do it before Shabbos, because then you're not involved on Shabbos with setting up malacha. But the guy is your shliach to do malacha, but he's not, right? Because you never told him to do anything. Some other guy told him to do it. So that's the solution. And ironically, right, because the Chasam Sofer thinks that it's a more fundamental problem, he would say Amira and Amira is fine. I think the Orz Aruah would say, was any better than Remiza? Just like the Orz Aruah is Mesupak by Remiza, he'd be Mesupak by Amira and Amira. Now, I think the Rambam would totally be Oser. Right? I think the Rambam would be Oser even Amira and Amira. Because at the end of the day, the guy's doing malacha for you on Shabbos. It's also to do that before Shabbos. It's also to do that on Shabbos, L'tzorach Motei Shabbos. It's also to do that Beremiza. The Rambam, across the whole board, right, took every single case and said, no, Aser, 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 right? Just like a quick chart of all the Shittos. I feel like Rambam is in the new category and everything. Bit of a naysayer. Why is it coming out so big? Okay, why can't I get it all on one page? I did this. Okay, here. I got it. Right? So, Remiza. Oh, we have to. Did I not put it? I think I thought I put it in the Bach, but we'll look at the Bach in a second. Remiza, the Bach. I think the Bach's in here. Just make sure the Bach is. Oh my gosh, sorry. The Bach, I'm just going to bring up the Bach for one second. The Bach says, and this is crazy, he says, yeah, the Isser is Amira, so you could hint to a guy as much as you want. He's like, what's the problem? Right? You want to hint to the guy, hint to the guy. You can do it on Shabbos too. Why not? The Isser is only Daber Davar. The Isser is the Amira. If the Isser is in the Amira, then of course you could do Remiza because there's no explicit Dibur. And who cares if the guy does a Malacha for you at the end of the day? Right? So the Bach is like, oh, of course it's totally mutter to do Remiza. Right? The Rambam, the Torah, the Zeruah, they all say, of course it's also to do Remiza. Right? Because at the end of the day, the guy is doing Malacha for you. Right? That's totally problematic. Right? Now, what about Remiza on Shabbos? Tzarech Motzei Shabbos? So the Zeruah says, oh, that's fine. Because there's no Daber Davar. And there's no Chashash that you're going to be Oseh that you're going to usa the malacha for yourself, right? Now, the Rambam says that it's asr. Why? Because for the Rambam, it's not that we're choshish that you're going to do the malacha yourself, right? The being involved in malacha, right, in any way is pogea in Shabbos. Whether you're in giving instructions for malacha, right, or even if you cause malacha. So you can't tell him before Shabbos to have it done on Shabbos. You can't have it on Shabbos, even Romeis, to have him do it mostly Shabbos. Because in both cases, right, Remiza is still, you're being involved in Malacha. Right? Now the Chasam Sofer said that Amira b'Shabbos to do, oh, sorry, that Amira la'Amira, la'Amira, right, that, says the Chasam Sofer, is Amira le, right, lefnei Shabbos. So the Chasam Sofer says that it's mutter because at the end of the day, you're not being osa Shabbos chol, right? As opposed to, I think the Rambam is going to say, no, it's going to be aser. Of course it's going to be aser because having the guy do malacha for you on Shabbos, it's still Shabbos is going to be kala beinecha. It still undermines kedusha Shabbos. If he does it on your behalf, who cares that you didn't tell him to do it, right? And that you weren't involved in setting it up. For the Chasam Sofer, the Isser is the Amira, right? It's setting it up. For the Rambam, it's anything, right? It's both the Amira and the Shlichos, because anything that's pogea and Shabbos in a broader sense, right? Because, right, it's a dain pogea b'Shabbos. Pogea, let's say, kedusha Shabbos. Right? So it's why the Rambam sees this always in the usher category, because he thinks that it's a much broader question. It's a meta question, as opposed to, right, Lor Zeruah, on the one hand, is oser here, right? But he's matir here. He's matir remiza on Shabbos, l'tzarech motzei Shabbos. Because if you do Remiza, there's no Daber Davar. And if there's no Malacha being done on Shabbos, we're not choshish that you're going to do it. Right? So the Ikar, let's say, is the Maisa. Right? Even though there's also an Isser in Daber Davar. For Rashi, let's say, there are Tzvedinim. So there's an Isser on the Dibur, there's an Isser on the Maisa. You have to avoid both. So let's say you did Amira. Let's say you did Remiza, L'tzarech Motzei Shabbos. So that would be fine also. Just like the Or Zeruah. But not quite l'tameh. But again, right, because there's a separate Isser of Maisa, there's a separate Isser of Dibur. So Tzvedinim, there's an Isser on the Dibur, there's an Isser on the Maisa, and you have to avoid both in order for it to be mut. Okay. Do we want to? Okay. How much more do we want to do? Okay, bye. So just the next sort of question we're gonna deal with, and we're gonna stop here because this is a good spot, is when it comes to the heter of Amira Lenachri, right, when is a mutter? Right? When can you ask a guy to do stuff? Okay. So right, the Bach said, oh, you could just always do remiza. We don't pass in that way. Right. But he clearly thinks it's only a din in Dabar Davar. But when is it mutter? Right? Let's say Utsarach mitzvah, Shvos to Shvos b'makom mitzvah, all these terms that we've heard thrown around. When is it actually mutter to make use of a guy if Amir Lanachri is really, right, we just saw is Aser. And not only is it Aser, but it's Aser even Beremiza, and it's Aser even before Shabbos. There's an Isra on telling him to do it, and there's an Isra also on, right, the Shlichos of having him do the Malacha for you. So when is it going to be mutter? Okay, so that's the next segia. Yeah, I will Linader send out Makoros soon, I guess. Does everyone want Makoros? Like,